This is RSPNB Update, episode 126 for Thursday, November 16th, 2007. It's realistic because I can. This is RSPNB Update, episode 126. Hello, Brad. How are you this week?
Hello. I'm fine.
Yes, you have a bit of a tickle in your throat, don't you?
Yes. That's a shame we were recording this on Monday, or, you know, you could have said this is RSPNB Update 126 with Shane and Barry White.
Oh, yeah, there's this guy in the Counter-Strike server called Barry W, so I assume that's short for Barry White.
Barry, yeah, probably.
Yeah, so... Did you have fun week with your guest that was staying over?
This is meant to do with RuneScape or RSPNB updates, but I think I need to discuss that.
No? Or no. Not? That's classified info.
But yeah, I had fun.
Okay, that's good to know. So did you do this little quest called the Land of the Goblins?
You made me do it. And you know what, right? I actually realized when I logged on to do it that I didn't have the pre-quest, so I had to go and do the pre-quest.
Which one didn't you have?
No.
Another slice of ham?
It was... I didn't have another slice of ham, that was it.
You went quiet for a second. What happened?
Sorry, I accidentally pressed on my mute microphone button.
So but another slice of ham...
was the one I didn't have, and I had to go and do that gay quest as well. So thank you very much, Shane.
Okay, then now we're on that topic, requirements. Level 30 prayer, 36 agility, 36 fishing, 36 thieving, 37 herb lore. Must be able to defeat a level 75 foe.
So that's basically above level 3.
Yeah. Another slice of ham, and fishing contest.
Fishing contest. That was a good quest.
Yeah, that was the first quest I did as a member.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was one of the first I did. I remember, because I remember the first thing I did when I was a member was went over White Wolf Mountain around Ardoyan.
And you died?
Yeah, I did die going over White Wolf Mountain.
So you did the quest?
Yeah.
Aw. Okay. So, what'd you think of it?
As quests go, I think Jagex are getting better with how smooth quests are, because I certainly remember when I played regularly, they were not... Well, the only word I can think to describe it as is smooth, so they weren't as smooth. I certainly think it got better, but the quest itself was nothing special, I thought. Although I did like the little thing where you had to do the thing with the fairy rings, the power thing.
Oh, that yeah. That was fun, yeah. Yeah, that was, what was it, 9-4-6 or something? According to
941.
Oh, right, yeah. For some reason, whenever Trekkie does something on the site, and I have to mention his name, I want to call him Tuvok for some reason.
Please don't tell us why, because I know the reason will probably be Star Trek related, and I really don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it was a good quest. I didn't take any pictures, but I don't know. Like it was one of those. It's a to be continued quest. Did you get that at the end too?
Yeah, another quest line? Haven't they got a lot of those running already? I think they should close up.
Well, I think they're
going
to tie it up with the fairy line, you know?
Yeah, but I think unless, of course, they are going to tie it up, which is probable, I think they should end the current quest lines before they keep...
Start any new ones.
Starting
exactly.
New ones, yeah.
I completely agree with that and 100% support that idea, so...
You completely agree with and support everything that comes out of my mouth.
Yes.
Good. Well, Canada is a crap country.
Okay, that's enough.
We'll get
on to
that later.
Yes. Reward, quest point, 3,000 agility, herb lore, thieving, fishing, and strength XP. 2,000
I don't like it. I don't like it when you get small amounts of XP and a lot of skills. I'd rather have a lot of XP in one skill than...
Yeah, that's true. But at least peers can't do this quest because they'll be so concerned about their little prayer levels, you know?
Yes, which we have a rant about later.
Good. Okay, rating out of 5?
I'm feeling in a generous mood, so I'll give it a 4.
Me too. Because there's this little mini quest thing at the end you can do to get about 14k prayer XP if you go back and fight those monsters again without armor or weapons.
The strong bones.
Yes, all those ghost
kind. Oh no, no, it's not. No, strong bones was the 75 you had to kill.
Yeah, and all the other ones starting at 35. If you go back and fight those, you can get a 14k prayer experience and access to that place where you had to go with the fairy ring. Code is BLQ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's rather interesting. I don't know. It reminds me. It's like they did a good job of creating the mood of like a post-apocalyptic place with a bunch where war happened before. You know what I mean?
Yes. I wonder when we'll have the World War of RuneScape.
I don't know. It already happened. Ardoyan, remember the God War?
Ardoyan threatens to launch nukes on Falador.
I don't think so. I don't think Jagex would go to that because they want to keep the game fairly G-rated, I think.
And then Varric is just like America in World War I and takes like 10 years to get involved and then takes all the glory. You bastards.
Well, they didn't really do anything in either of them, you know? Like, they try and... They went in World War II on the Pacific front, but really, if you think about it, they really weren't that big of a contributor until the last few months, right?
There's a British comedy show I watch called Have I Got News For You? Some of you might be familiar with it. And they had an American comedian guesting on there, and somehow they got talking about war, and
That the Canadians liberated most of the countries?
No, the one British comedian who's on there a lot, called Paul Merton, said it's...
Paul Merton?
Paul Merton.
Oh.
He said of the First World War, it's the only war the Americans call the War of 1917 to 1918. And then the American comedian said, oh, I see what you're doing there. You're ragging on America's late entry into the First World War. And the other British guy said, yeah, but don't worry. They were a bit soon into the next one, meaning the Second World War, and the other bloke said, yeah, and they're determined to start the next one.
Okay, we should get back on topic now.
No, we should talk about politics.
No, that's a topic for our show in December. So more on that first week of December. We already have our Christmas week lineup for shows ready.
Really? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You'll have to show me.
Anyway, yes, so that's...
This quest was good.
Yeah, so...
America is bad. That's what we've learned from this opening segment.
Okay. That's what Brad wants you guys to all learn.
That's what Shane also endorses.
Why do I endorse that? I don't know.
Because I said it.
We gotta be moving on. The assist system no longer works for fishing, woodcutting, hunter, and mining. Which makes sense,
that's the way
you know?
It should. You shouldn't, like they said in their post, It shouldn't be used for gathering of raw materials. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, do you... Like, for instance, I could hijack off your high fishing level, but that doesn't make much sense, does it?
No.
So...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's stupid. It should just be for the crafting skills.
Yes, I 100% agree. That had to be done to prevent people from abusing the system, so good work, Jagex, on that. The skill palette update. What do you think? I think it's long needed.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really have an
opinion
on it.
Because with it, it's just so much easier to read, you know? Like, personally, I find it really hard to read.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
large
I was
numbers
just
with
struggling
commas.
To think what you meant. Yes, it is. They've needed to put commas in between those numbers for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it back when... sorry, I'm just dying here. Right, yeah, okay. You can edit that out. And they needed to put commas in between there since, you know, back when I played regularly, it was something I wanted because it was so difficult to read the actual number without commas.
I know. For instance, I have a picture on the RuneWire at runewire.com/Shane. And it just really, it's just much, much nicer display. So it's easier to read. And one thing is, it's a bit redundant because when you mouse over it, it says woodcutting 91 of 91. Then shows the XP. I really don't think they need that first line where it says woodcutting 91 of 91.
Yes, that is true.
And also for the farming ones, for 99 skills, they removed numbers that are... They removed XPs to level 100.
Next level, yeah.
Anyways, that was a good update. I have to give that a 5.
That's also a helpful tool, you know, the XP to level. But before that was available, I used to calculate it in my head, roughly. Which I used to think, you know, it's quite good, because I imagine a lot of people did, like, you know, a nice little bit of math there. But now Jagex has just given them the answer.
But it's quicker. Like, it saves a few seconds.
But it helps to develop mental arithmetic.
I don't need help developing mental arithmetic.
You don't, but the retarded 13-year-olds do.
Well, they should
no
do more.
If
they
you're
should
retarded
do more,
they, 13.
They should do math. They should do more math problems then.
Yeah, but
because people need to realize that later on in math, you're not allowed to use a calculator.
I don't need to use a calculator.
I know. See?
I wanted to drop maths.
No, you need to learn some. You're only 16. Anyways, moving on to the poll.
You say that in such a demeaning
way. Guaranteed content graphics.
You're only 13. You need to
16.
Be 16. 13, sorry. I keep thinking I'm younger than I am. I still think I'm 13. It's probably the way I act.
Yeah. I still think I'm 18 sometimes, so join the club.
You still think you're 18?
Yes.
Well, that's an all right. I still think I'm bloody... Okay,
12?
Let's continue, shall we?
Okay. Which of these non-player characters would you most like to see graphically updated? What about you?
I would like to see the warrior trainer on Tutorial Island.
Well, that's not a choice.
If that's not a choice, then Jagex can go screw themselves, frankly.
26% say Party Pete.
I'd like to see Party Pete with a top hat on at a slightly jaunty angle to make him look like a party animal.
Followed by 22% Vanaka.
That's who I said, the warrior guy on Tutorial Island, Vanaka.
Okay, there you go.
I choose Vanaka.
19% Diango. 12% Sir Tiffy.
Who's Diango? I can't think
of He's the toy guy in Drainer.
Oh, yes, that's good.
8% Duradel. 6% Gertrude, 3% Reldo, and 3% Lanthius. Who the heck is Lanthius?
Lanthius? I have no idea.
I know. So I don't... Like, why does Party Pete need to be updated? Like,
because he needs to look like he's partying. And I mean, in this day and age, they have to keep the partying look updated. I mean, they need to give him, like...
What do you look like
a glass of wine in... I don't party much.
Yeah, you do.
Not anymore, I don't.
Whoa, okay.
England sucks.
Okay, whatever you say, Mr. Car Salesman. Question 2. Which
Shut
of these
up.
Types of groups would that you most like
That was my
like
grandmother's
70th
birthday
updated?
Party. That was my grandmother's 70th birthday party.
Which groups would you like to see graphically updated?
I'll say it again. That was my grandmother's 70th birthday
you
party.
You want grandmother's group graphically updated?
Yes, I want her graphically updated. She's a little bit sore in the eyes.
46% say Tazar, followed by 19% Brad's grandmother, 12% the elves, 8%
Shut
the
up,
seers,
Shane.
7% the experiments, 6% hobgoblins, and 1% gowls.
I know who I want to see graphically updated. Your mother.
God.
That sounds like such a crap insult.
Yeah, we really need to work on this. Of whether or not we want to be insulting each other like this, because I know some people don't like it. Anyways, so who would on RuneScape would you like to see graphically updated?
I don't know, really.
The Tazar?
No, I think their graphics are pretty good.
I know. I don't get that. I voted for the Seers.
Yeah, I'd say that as well, actually.
Okay, good. I'm glad we can come to some sort of mutual agreement on that. Okay, that's it for that. On to the questions for today. And we have an audio question from BillyBob88 once again. I just lost my SharePoint. There we go. I'll play the question now.
Yay.
Hey, RSBNB. BillyBob88 here. I was wondering if any of the hosts this week, because it changes a lot, if any of you guys ever played sports as kids, or if you play sports now. All right, love the show. Keep up the good work.
You play any sports?
No. I always like playing sports. I mean, I'll play almost any sport, even if I hate the sport itself. And I'm really competitive, and I can get quite violent when I play sports.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably why I don't do it that much anymore, coupled with the fact that I'm lazy and generally like to sit in front of the computer.
So what was your favorite when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I liked football. But now I like American football.
Okay, and American football, you said?
Yes, I like American football.
Which one did you play?
I played football.
American football.
And some cricket.
Okay. Any now?
No.
No, none for me, really.
Occasionally I play tennis.
Oh, that's good. That means you have good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, I wonder what you're going to say then.
I like badminton.
Yes, that is a fun game.
Nice and quick, too, you know?
Yes, quite.
And you can hit the little birdie thing hard, and yeah.
And you can hit it hard.
Yeah, and then, it's just a good way to take some stress out, I think. Anyway, thanks for that audio question.
Okay.
Next question, please.
That didn't freak me out at all. Right. Next question is coming up. If you woke up and found you had been changed to the opposite gender, what would be the first step you took?
It's from Vervada. So
I would call my girlfriend up. I'd call my girlfriend up and ask her if she was a lesbian.
Or ask her to take her shopping with you.
Okay. It depends, actually. Would you like have a female personality?
Yes. Or I don't know.
Because if not, I'd probably take a look, you know?
What? Okay, we don't...
That's so perverted.
That can be construed in many ways. I don't know which one I want to consider that as, but you guys can think for yourself.
I'm not a pervert. I'm just a normal male.
That's what he says.
Shut up. Anyway, no, I was joking. Anyway, if I honestly woke up and found I was female, I probably would freak out, seriously. Because, I mean, how did I change into a female? Am I going to be female forever? Can I change back? I quite like being a male.
You do?
I quite like being chauvinistic and condescending to women and telling them to make me a sandwich.
If you were, could add a whole new dynamic to the show.
What? Hello, it's Shane and Bradlina.
Yes.
Or Shana and Bradlina.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you really do, though?
I'd freak out, probably.
Yeah, me too. Then I'd look for someone to get some surgery to be changed back. I was from Vervada. Okay. Interesting question, eh?
Okay, yeah.
Maybe you'll wake up as a woman tomorrow.
So you said maybe you'll wake up with a woman tomorrow.
I'm sure you know how to do that already. Shane, if you were busted by Jagex for illegal trading and they said you could only have your account back if you went into space and go to the moon and bring back some of the moon to Earth, would you do it? If you don't do it, your account will be lost forever. Yeah, I'd do that, wouldn't you? Go to the moon?
Shane, you love the idea of going into space. You'd probably jump at the chance if Jagex said that.
I would. Okay,
stop,
next one's
saying
for you.
I would, you freak. Anyway, next
why
question.
Do you want this week to be interesting, Brad?
Because I didn't want lame-ass questions like, what is your favorite color?
Okay, that's from Zach. Your turn.
Shane, wow. I just love it how people know what questions to ask to who. Because this question for you is, Shane, have you ever been to a wild, crazy party? And they already assume that I have been to a wild, crazy party.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know, I'm sure we all agree, all of us, that I'm...
wild, crazy parties are fun.
No, you just have
we
to agree,
agree
that I'm the conservative Vulcan type who just likes to stand around and not get involved in those kind of things.
You can stand around at wild, crazy parties.
Uh-huh. And talk about things that aren't, like, you know? No, I wouldn't go.
Why not, Shane?
Because it's not my type.
I'd drag you there if I was in Canada.
I'd go with you.
You'd just stand in the corner talking about Star Trek. I probably wouldn't take you for fear of being embarrassed by you.
Why?
Because you just talk about Star Trek.
No.
Do you have the latest DVD box set?
No.
I do.
I talk about different algorithms and their efficiencies, like how a merge sort is faster than a quick sort in certain kinds of situations. Did you know that a merge sort will be faster than a quick sort if the data is already sorted? Even though they technically have the same amount of space complexity time?
Wow, I don't know what to say, Shin. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay. And next part, have you ever visited Jagex headquarters, Brad?
No, I haven't. Why would I? Well, I suppose they assume because I'm in England and stuff.
Would
like
you,
that.
If you could?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Why?
I'm not sure if it's really something I'd want to do.
You think they'd, like, corrupt you or something?
No, I just don't know why.
Okay. That was from Schwanine. If you would have one chance to end something forever, what would it be? From Jan 833.
End something?
Yes.
Shane's love of Star Trek. I would end that.
God.
I would brainwash him so he didn't even know Star Trek existed.
Okay, now let's be realistic here.
Okay.
What would you end?
Shane's love of Star Trek, I just told you.
Realistic, because you can't do that.
Realistic, because I can.
Wow, you just sounded really creepy there.
Realistic, because I can.
Okay. Hey, that's going to be the title of the show. It's Realistic, because I can. Anyways, I don't know. What would I end? I have no idea. Like, I'm the kind of person who likes the status quo, you know?
To keep up with the crappy jokes on this show, I would end your mother. There we go.
No. I don't know what I'd end. What would I end?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. I abstain from answering this. I might end the life of some people, but that's illegal. Okay, thanks, Brad.
You get found out.
Not thanks, Brad. Thanks, Jan. Next one's for you.
Thank you, Shane. Do you think if all the bots were removed from the game tomorrow, it would have a negative effect on the economy? Yes. Effect on the economy. Regards, Skill P100. Yes, I think it would.
Why?
I think because, I don't know.
You don't know why.
No, I don't know why, Shane. I'm just...
Well, it would depend. Like, it's a economy, like, it's so relative, you know? If you're on one side of the fence, it's good. On the other side of the fence, it's bad. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Because, like, let's say you were a woodcutter.
A gold farmer. Yes. No, I cannot feed my wife and children.
Exactly, that's why it would be
bad. I'm not sure why I'm assuming a gold farmer would sound like an upper-middle-class English person. I'm 24, I have a degree in sociology from Cambridge, and I'm a gold farmer.
Okay. Yeah, it would be bad for a gold farmer, technically, but... if you're, like, a new woodcutter, it wouldn't be bad, because then you log prices would go up, right?
Yeah, but if you were looking to buy ewes, for the sellers it would be good, for the buyers it would be bad.
Exactly. You can view it from both sides. And always remember, Brad, war is good for business.
Yes. Just try telling George Bush that.
Also, peace is good for business.
But which is better for business?
They're both good.
But which is better?
I'd have to say war.
But which is better?
War.
Why would you say war is better, Shane?
It's better for business because weapons are worth more than food.
Yeah, okay, that's funny logic.
Funny logic. Okay, thank you, Skillpeer. Shane, have you ever been drunk from Kenny? Well,
again,
like certain...
I love how they know who to ask. Like, they don't ask me.
Yeah,
that,
and your little thing about interesting questions appears to have paid off. So
yes, but I haven't been drunk for ages.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There was that time you came on MSN after having wine. You told me you walked into the door jam.
That was ages ago, and I wasn't drunk. That was just an accident while I happened to be drunk.
Okay, whatever you say. Okay, I have to say no to this because, you know I'm a...
You've never been drunk.
You know I'm a good person like that.
Oh, come on, Shane. You were totally assuming because people get drunk, they're bad people.
I'm not assuming that.
Ugh. Get some alcohol down your neck.
Huh?
Get some alcohol down your neck.
Why?
Because it's fun, Shane. Sometimes it's just nice to forget your worries and forget everything.
I don't have any worries.
Get pissed. Really?
No.
I envy you. Right.
I can go through, and the key to not having worries is just if something bad happens, just put it behind you and lock it up on a virtual shelf in your brain.
I've got an interesting question. Okay. Who wants me to eat this lemon, this slice of lemon, live on the show?
Do it. When I go out for dinner and I'm with Mike and he has Caesar salad, you know that normally comes with a lemon, he eats the lemon with it.
You and Mike go out for dinner?
Well, yeah, for family gatherings, you know what I mean?
Oh, when you're together, yeah,
yes.
With your family. I just thought you meant like just you and Mike.
No, why would...
I don't know, friends.
Like, yeah, but... Do you go out with your friends like that?
What, and have dinner? Yes. Okay, I'm just going to eat this lemon. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Does your throat feel better?
I love how lemons taste. Oh, that's good. Okay, let's move on.
If you were offered 1 minute... Oh, no, this one's for you.
If you were offered $1 million, $1 million for your RS account, would you sell it to the buyer? If no, why not? I would, Zach. Well, Zach, I think anyone with half a brain would accept that offer.
What? What? I don't think so.
You wouldn't sell your account for $1 million.
No, it'd have to be $1 billion. I want enough so that I can live off it and retire. I'm not selling anything unless I can live off it and retire.
Sorry, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah,
if you were offered $1 million for your RuneScape account, you would say no.
Exactly.
You are just mentally insane.
I think it's worth more than that, you know?
$1 million?
Yeah, it's worth more than that.
You crazy.
Gotta be at least worth like 4 or 5, you know?
No, Shane, just take the bloody money and run, because the person making you that offer is obviously a fucking idiot.
If I could invest it, sure. Would I be allowed to invest it?
Oh, I don't know what goes through your head. I'm saying you're crazy.
I'd invest it. Sure, why not? Okay. That's from Zach. What's better for training thieving, the Squirk minigame or Pyramid Plunder? What's your thoughts on this, young boy? Who's good at stealing things?
Plunder, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, are you muting yourself or something? Because you go quiet.
I accidentally did that, yes.
Yeah, so keep it somewhere where you can see it and not mute it. Because it scares me. But yeah, plunder is the best way to go because if you think about it, the Squirk minigame involves you collecting it. That takes longer, but you can get over 200k XP an hour if you have over level 90-some-odd... thieving, 91 thieving, if you do Pyramid Plunder, so why not, you know?
Yeah.
I went from 65 to 70 in a day.
Why?
Yeah. What's your thieving?
65.
You sure?
65, yes.
I remember once you and me were racing and I beat you to 65.
No, I beat you to 65. You fucking liar.
I won.
No, I won, Shane.
Why?
Because I remember her.
I swear it was me.
Yeah, well, you lie.
Oh. You should play RS again.
Not full time, no, it's boring. I have an Xbox 360 now.
Oh, God.
That's even less reason to play.
And that's probably less boring, too?
Yes, it is. Halo 3, oh my God.
Are you any good?
Not yet. I've not even played online yet, but I mean, like, you know, 30 odd on screen.
Oh. Spoiled brat child. Next last one's from PFK99. What are your favorite games outside of the MMORPG realm?
Well, I've not played much of it, but I'd probably say Halo 3 because it's just amazing.
Okay, then. You can go sit in the corner and play that then. For me,
what's your favorite?
Counter-Strike Source. That it would be my favorite first-person shooter. My favorite RTS is one from 2000 called Star Trek Armada 2.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those are RTS. I was good at the RTS for a while. I've played Armada 1, Armada 2. Those were good ones. Rest of the Star Trek games, but Starfleet Command 3, that was a good game. Bridge Commander, Armada 2, Counter-Strike Source, Half-Life 2, Battlefield 1942, Desert Combat, Unreal Tournament 2004. Those are pretty much all the games I've played for a consistent amount of time, and then just putting them down after playing them for a bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of Counter-Strike, have you seen that GoldenEye Source mod?
No, not yet.
It's like GoldenEye for the N64, except on using the Half-Life engine. It's coming along, but it needs some work, you know? Like, the levels are definitely authentic, better graphics, guns are there, but it just needs some work, you know, still. But it's definitely...
Have you tried it out?
Yeah, I did. It's a good mod, but it just needs a bit of work, you know? Like, some of the weapons have glitches, you know? Like, facility, you remember that facility map on GoldenEye? With the bathroom and everything?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah. Golden Gun, it's got the Golden Gun, proximity mines, timed mines, remote mines. That was a good game, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? What other games do you play besides outside MMO?
I have Oblivion. I've just said Halo 3.
Okay. What about Counter-Strike?
Yeah, I haven't played too much of that recently.
Are you coming on the weekend?
Yes, I will be at the RSBNB event.
Good, good.
That's, hang on a second, that's...
Sunday.
Sorry. Yeah, and that's, yeah, Sunday, sorry.
Yeah.
I couldn't think what I was saying then. Right, anyway.
Okay. So are we done with that one then?
Yeah.
I guess we're on to tech news then. Demonoid down once again. CRAA threatened the company renting the servers to them, and basically due to this, they can't keep the site online. So they say, sorry for the convenience, and thank you for their understanding.
You know what I say? Hmm. Blame Canada.
No. They need
to... Yes, cannot just blame these people alone. We must blame the Canadian nation
a
whole.
But, just wait.
No, we're blaming you, Shane. It's
just
all your fault.
There is a story on Dig about how that the Canadian government says that piracy for personal use is okay.
It's all your fault.
It's the stupid CRIA.
They're Canadian, Shane. What does the C stand for?
Canadian.
I rest my case.
Okay, but I'm just saying they need to stand up and do what the Pirate Bay does, because if you go to thepiratebay.com/legal, they've got a huge collection of legal letters from various companies. And I find that quite interesting. Have you ever taken a read through those?
I've read a few of them, yeah.
But they're quite funny, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
like, they just need to stand up like the Pirate Bay does and say that, no, we're not doing this because we're not hosting the content, and post the letters up, you know?
That's what I would do.
Okay, good. I'm glad we agree. What torrent
site
are you...
Canada!
Oh, God. What torrent site are you using now?
Well, I haven't downloaded torrents since Demonoid went down. The last torrent I downloaded was off Demonoid. So if you're listening, see the if you're listening, RAAA, that's where you start, Demonoid. I'd probably say
the Pirate the Bay, yeah?
Yeah, probably. Or, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know any of the good tarot types. Demonoid was the only one I used, really.
There's ISO Hunt, which is good for TV shows, I think.
ISO Hunt's big, isn't it?
Yeah. Then there's this one that Mike's waiting for an invite to. It's got, there's 40,000 people ahead of him.
Why?
In line, so that might be the new Demonoid. It's an invite-only one, so we'll keep you posted on that, but I don't know, I just think that they need to stand up to them like the Swedish people do. You know what I mean?
Yes, but we all know Canadians are wusses, so it's not really going to happen.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because you don't stand up.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't, because your record association just closed. How dare you? I'm not even sure what I'm saying anymore.
Well, you should run for Canadian government then.
No, they're not going to elect a British person who says that they're all twats. It's just not going to happen.
You could be Stephen Harper's deputy prime minister.
Stephen Harper is fucking gay.
Why? Tell me why you say that.
Because look, hang on a second. He just looks it anyway.
I can't believe that guy has two kids.
Children. Sorry?
He's got two kids.
Okay, though, sorry. I'm sorry, I have just found conclusive proof that Stephen Harper is gay, right? It won't let me click on it, but look at the second image result. Just look at it. Look at it.
So, that's called a...
He's a member of the Village People.
That's because he lives in Calgary.
No, he's a member of the Village People.
That's what everybody in Calgary dresses like in the summer.
So everybody in Calgary is gay?
No.
Interesting.
No. Anyways, moving on, next story. Intel unveils 16 new 45 nanometer processors. Do you want one?
Not especially, no.
Why not?
No, it just doesn't interest me.
Okay. Well, these were desktop processors along with three new server platforms, in keeping with the typical practice of introducing a new core at the server level and moving it down to the consumer and mobile categories. All of the processors are Xeons with the front side bus speeds of 1333 or 1600 megahertz. The one exception is the new Enthusiast Core 2 Extreme, which is a 3 gigahertz quad-core processor with 12 megabytes of L2 cache. I would frankly love one of those, you know?
Yeah.
But I have no real point to get one right now, you know, because this AMD I have works perfectly fine.
Yeah. So,
I don't know, but I think this is definitely the next generation of the processors for Intel, and AMD really has to do something to catch up, because this is another leapfrog for Intel. So.
Yeah.
You're running an Intel, right?
Yeah. But I've got an AMD graphics card.
You mean ATI.
ATI. All the same, really.
Yeah, ATI and AMD are owned by the same company now. In fact, ATI is a Canadian company.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to rip that card out of my computer and replace it with a worthwhile... I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you sound delusional, like you're sick or something, because I can hear it in your nose and stuff. Like you're talking with your nasal tone like this.
I sound like I'm announcing at a train station.
A what?
Train now, a train station in the UK. All the train announcements
I thought you said you sound like you're a Nazi at a train station.
I am a Nazi at a train station. The train now leaving platform one is the 10:15 service to... You get the idea.
Yes, okay. High quality videos are coming to YouTube soon. Are you happy about this?
Don't really give a shit.
Why?
Because.
What's wrong with high quality videos?
I just don't, not really that excited by it.
But see, the point with this is YouTube can become a bigger player in the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Shane, I still don't care.
Like the novice user people who make their own video content, they could make a good-looking television show every day and have it on YouTube, which makes perfect sense now because of that Hollywood writer strike, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just personally think it's a good idea, so... Anyways, but they have been taking in, like, high-quality videos. If you would upload it, it would take in that high-quality version and keep it. So, figures they've been doing this, but that's good to know. They've also increased the limit from 100 megabytes to a gigabyte for the upload limit. So, they got to do that, too, with that increased file size, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's all we have for tech news today. A bit of a shorter show than normal, but anyways, all is good, right?
Yes.
Okay, Rance, your turn.
No, your rant is
we'll
first.
Read it first, because I need a break.
Oh, whatever, Shane. You're so damn lazy. Right, anyway. In a second. The other day in English class, I was talking with my friends before the bell rang. But before we go, sometimes our teacher hands out papers and stuff we take home to our parents. And this month was the book order month. As I look through the book orders, I see some books I might want to get, and some I don't. I usually don't get anything. Obviously, Mummy and Daddy don't love you. But something that I saw in those book orders will change my life forever. Possible over-exaggeration. In the pages of the book orders, I saw something called RuneScape, the official handbook. And what the caption said will change my life forever. Okay, this guy is a bit of a drama queen. And the caption changed my life forever. Learn the tricks and strategies behind America's favorite online game, World of Warcraft, they must mean. Oh, wait, no, they mean RuneScape. From basics to advanced. Now, I'll say this the most commonest way I can. Jagex, what are you doing? Exclamation mark. I thought you were against this stuff. I thought you were against these books that give out extra help. Oh, wait, I forgot to mention. The guy comes with a free poster. Woo, great. Just what we want. Just what we want. Now, that's not even the worst part. Who are you selling those to anyway? You're selling them to a school of kids from ages 11 to 13. What? I thought this was a 13 and older game. I thought you said you didn't want younger kids playing this game. And by the way, I am 13. Convenient. Just sad, Jagex, making $6 off a poster and a skill working guide that we all know is common sense stuff that pretty much anyone knows. You guys already make $5 million a month because of all the memberships. That's $60 million a year. Now I know that you're a business group, but you don't have to go this low just to make money. Do you want this game to be run by 11-year-olds? It's just sad, actually. Guy's spelling is atrocious. As much as I hate to be a grammar Nazi, he needs to stop. I won't be a grammar Nazi, but his spelling is atrocious. Anyway, yes, the point is very good. They're selling, obviously, having put these books sold into schools, schools that for 11 to 13-year-olds when the age to play the game is 13. So they're hypocrites.
Like, I just wish they'd friggin' give up on the 11 and 13-year-olds, you know?
They do need to concentrate on their older audience.
I've got an 11-year-old cousin, and he's never been on the computer before. He's not allowed.
Why not? Because he might look at porn. Well, is that why, Shane?
They don't trust him, which I can see why.
Why? Is he a little scamp?
A what?
A scamp.
A what?
A scamp.
What the heck is that?
It's like a British word for like a little child that messes about and stuff.
Yes.
Is your sister allowed on the computer?
Yes. Yeah, he started their gazebo on fire.
Is he a retard?
No.
He sounds like one.
Anyways, I just don't think like that they should be marketing to this group of people because what's going to happen? Like, their parents are just going to give in and then we're going to have a whole another influx of 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds who cannot really play the game. Like, just they should make it so you have to pass some sort of test that only like a 14-year-old would know, you know? Like
they're
something
not do that
you would
they're
learn.
They're not going to do that because they want money, Shane. They
something
money,
that all 14-year-olds would know what means, you know? Like, I'm not going to mention any ideas for a test here, but I have some good ideas about what we could put on the test, but yeah.
I just don't know. I don't think that's the idea because test one. They'll never do that because they want money no matter where it comes from.
So what do you say to this?
I just think it's disgusting, but there's little much we can do about it.
Okay. Moving on, then.
Your mother.
What the hell does that even mean?
It's just it's a childish insult. Doesn't mean anything, really.
Don't explain.
Oh, never mind. It's just what, you know, like, it's a really childish insult. Like you know, stupid kids say to each other in the playground. Your
yes.
mom. Your
okay.
mother.
No, I don't.
And I've just fitted it in at various slots in the show to make it seem, I don't know, you know? Funny.
Okay. Yes, this is another rant about mages. If you don't like these threads, then don't read. I know what he's thinking there. He's telling them to think to off.
Okay.
Anyways, the point I'm talking about is quest Desert Treasure, one of the hardest quests in the game. In order to do the quest, you need to do 7 quests. I wanted to be a pure mage, but after I got 63 mage, I realized I pretty much had wasted my time because I cannot use the ancient magic spell. The reason is explained below. The one solution to the problem is that you could possibly choose to accept or decline for quest rewards. This would sort it out for peers. Also, if you declined, you could return and collect it at a later date. Like, what the heck is that? That's a stupid idea. Don't you think?
Yes.
The dig site quest, Priest and Perel, gives me 11, almost 12 prayer. The Temple of Ikos gives 27 range. The Tourist Traps, Troll Stronghold, and Water quest give 30 attack and strength. And finally, Death Plateau. I'm counting 0 XP, level 1. If I do those quests, my main point is I cannot do Desert Treasure Start without ruining my peer and my combat level. Okay, Brad, these are the kind of people you and Paul need to get together, work out a nice chemical solution, and get them all into a nice conference center and distribute this solution throughout the air ducts.
Why?
Because we don't like these kind of people.
Well, obviously. But, yes, obviously they're stupid, but I mean, most pures actually accept they're going to have to take some prayer and do it, but this guy just wants everything perfect, which is the typical pure attitude, and it's quite frankly.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
They're like a neo-Nazi, except they're like, yeah, okay. Anyways, actually, this past weekend when I was doing some woodcutting, I met a peer who actually didn't insult me for once.
Really?
Yeah. Which I found pretty amazing. Wouldn't you? He said, nice farming.
Wow, he didn't say, get a life, you fucking
I know, he didn't say that, and he didn't say anything about my defense either. So finally, you know, I think he understood because, like, I don't know, like, I just don't like those kind of peers, like, you and Paul can get together and fix them, right?
Will you stop asking me to kill people?
You said
it
you
is
like
rather
doing
disconcerting.
That. You said you like doing that.
Well, not when... I cannot say anything due to legal stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Yes, I know. Okay. So, that's... Like, I just find those kind of people so annoying. Like, get a life. Go cry in a hole and go... Go learn some... Go talk to your real-life girlfriend if you have one and get her to do something.
I doubt if he's a pure and he's worried. His main concern in life is that he is going to have to be a pure with 13 prayer that he has probably ever heard of girls. Know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, God. Anyway, should we move on to other things?
Yes, let's.
Okay, RuneWire Dynamic Signatures. They're pretty nice. This is a collaborative team effort by myself, Jeff, and Mushroom Queen. Basically, what they do is they're dynamic signatures to display your RuneWire status, and they come in a signature form and a badge form, which can be used for websites, blogs, avatars. You know the drill. So
yeah,
definitely take a look at those. All kinds of different colors to take a look at. We also offer a dynamic JavaScript embed, which you can stick on your website, and it'll say, or your blog, and it'll show your latest RuneWire progress. All this and more at runewire.com. Sign up for an account and enjoy.
Yay.
What else have we got? Counter-Strike event this weekend. We're doing Gun Game again. Are you coming?
I will be there.
I got better in Gun Game, I think.
I got worse because I haven't played it in ages.
Maybe we'll practice on tomorrow night or something.
I'm away tomorrow night.
Oh, where are you
going? I probably wouldn't want to play anyway because I'm working tomorrow and Saturday.
Ah.
Saturday.
Don't hurt your fingers.
Shut up.
Anyways, so we're doing Gun Game again, which is basically where you go through each level and kill someone, you get a new gun. So be there. Information is on the forums. Multi-site Steel War version 3, we got a topic up about that in the events, and, well, RSBNB didn't win last time because of, well, pure numbers, and it's kind of obvious with those things that the site with the most numbers will be the one that wins, right?
Yes.
That's kind of how that works, but anyways, takes place in 22 days, 21 hours, 2 minutes, and 1 second. Interesting. So, take a look at that. Make some plans to be there. They say no range in Magic, so you should probably abide by that rule. So, let's see, what else have we got? Skill of the Month update. Let's take a look at what we got going on for Skill of the Month. Oh my god.
What?
Top person gained 4.3 million XP, next closest is 2.4, and third is at 1.89. And pretty much everyone's graphs have sort of leveled out, actually.
Life. 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 Need life. Life.
Creepy's number 4.
What? Doing what?
Fire making.
Was it fixed since he's
no.
actually training?
No. It's not fixed. We don't fix our competitions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyways, that's about all we have.
Whatever you say.
Have you seen these new Mac commercials?
I saw the one on your blog.
At the blog.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
My fellow Americans, I'm a PC.
Why so official?
Well, some people are giving up on Vista Mac because it doesn't work the way they want it to. Hmm. Other people are going back to XP.
Really? Downgrading?
Yes, but we PCs won't give up. If your printer isn't compatible with Vista, I say, buy a new printer. If Mac's new Leopard operating system has dozens of new features, I say, ignore them. Ask not what Vista can do for you. Ask what you can buy for Vista.
Wow, you're really committed to this.
Oh, not really. I switched back to XP 3 weeks ago. So much happier.
That's not very funny.
It is.
That's
it's
a shit advert.
It's a big slam at Bill Gates.
That's a shit advert.
Whoever devised that
should roll over and die.
I like it. You can see more at shane.rsbnb.com. What's going on in your blog recently? Huh?
Nothing much. I'm just ranting about random shit. So it's pretty much
okay. Go visit saidbybrad.com. And shane.rsbnb.com for a few YouTube videos. Something about priorities. Yeah, good blog there. So I think we're done for this episode 126.
126.
Are we done?
Yes.
RSBNB update 126 is done for Brad, Blair, and Shane. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.